From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu vowed on Monday his country would completely cleanse Islamic State militants from its border region with Syria. The remark follows Sunday's suicide bombing at a Kurdish wedding that killed at least 54 people. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported that rebel fighters were massing inside Turkey to carry out an offensive on the Islamic State-held Syrian town of Jarablus. The Turkish authorities worked to identify the attacker and described as being between 12 and 14 years of age. Officials said they do not know the sex or nationality of the attacker. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is calling for the deployment of a protection force to help stabilize South Sudan. Jill Craig has more.
South Sudan was at the top of the agenda Monday as Kerry met with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta and foreign ministers from Kenya, Uganda, Sudan, Somalia, and South Sudan in Nairobi at the start of a three-country tour. The Secretary of State announced the United States would be giving $138 million in new aid to South Sudan, which he said would be used for food, water, and medicine for those in need.
We're not just going to provide help incessantly. If they're not willing to accept responsibility and do the things necessary to deliver to their people.
Kerry also said it is urgent to deploy the 4,000-troop Regional Protection Force in South Sudan. Jill Craig, Nairobi.
Iran's foreign ministry announced Monday Russia will no longer be using one of its bases for airstrikes in Syria. There was no immediate response from Russia. Earlier, Iran's defense minister had criticized Russia as showing off and trying to show they are a superpower. This is VOA News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says he still plans to deport 11 million illegal aliens living in the United States. Trump's new campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, had said in an earlier interview that the candidate's deportation plans were, in her words, to be determined. Trump assured a Fox News interviewer that he was not flip-flopping on the issue. Trump's deportation plan, along with his call to build a wall along the southern U.S. border with Mexico to halt the stream of migrants, helped fuel his successful efforts to win the Republican presidential nomination. Donald Trump is renewing his call for the Clinton Foundation to be shut down. The Republican candidate says the charity group represents a conflict of interest for his Democratic rival, Hillary Clinton. On Monday, Trump called the charity the most corrupt political enterprise in history. Trump has repeatedly slammed the nonprofit for accepting money from foreign countries, including some with poor human rights records. He says the donations amounted to corrupt pay-for-play practices. Clinton campaign officials have firmly denied any wrongdoing, saying any decisions were made without considering the influence of donors. South Korea and the United States have begun annual joint military exercises. About 25,000 U.S. and 50,000 South Korean troops are involved in the two-week Operation Ulchi Freedom exercise. A Pentagon spokesman told VOA Monday the annual drills are designed to make sure the United States can honor obligations to defend South Korea from communist North Korea. Doctors say the death toll from Sunday's suicide car bombing in central Somalia has risen to 27, with nearly 90 people wounded. The director of the Galkayo Medical Center says the wounds sustained by the victims are unusually complicated. He said all of the injuries were caused by shrapnel. The leaders of Afghanistan and India have vowed to continue their efforts to overcome terrorism and extremism. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterated their resolve Monday during a video conference inaugurating the newly restored Storey Palace, which is the office of the President of Afghanistan. Philippines Foreign Affairs Secretary Perfecto Yase says the Pacific nation will stay in the United States, downplaying a threat issued by President Rodrigo Duterte. Mr. Duterte Sunday threatened to withdraw the nation from the world body in response to criticism of his anti-drug campaign. At least 1,000 suspected drug traffickers have been killed since the president took office in June. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.